insanely good.
Roger Federer has given us some of the most thrilling moments we've seen in tennis. But at 41, the Swiss star has finally decided to call it quits.
The past 3 years have presented me with challenges in the form of injuries and surgeries. But I also know my body's capacities and limits, and its message to me lately has been clear. Tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt, and now I must recognize when it is time to end my competitive career.
Next week's Laver Cup in London will be Federer's final ATP event, and he won't play any more Grand Slams.
It's the knee issue all over again. When it comes to the grind of the regular tour, his body is not being able to stand up to that. I think we could all see it coming, but it still comes as a shock and a surprise.
Now I have it.
Federer's first of 20 Grand Slam titles came at Wimbledon in 2003, where he instantly became a crowd favourite.
People came from Basel and home, and it's so nice, you know, to share this moment. And thanks to everybody, it's great.
Congratulations, Roger Federer.
A total of 103 ATP titles followed in a career that included an incredible 1,251 match wins. The Swiss maestro spent a total of 310 weeks as world number one, amassing more than $130 million in prize money throughout his career.
I consider myself one of the most fortunate people on earth. I was given a special talent to play tennis, and I did it at a level that I never imagined for much longer than I ever thought possible.
Some of the matches, just to see how glorious he was on a tennis court, his movement was like a ballet dancer. I mean, there are so many moments with his career, and he's just a really nice guy.
Federer leaves the game third on the list of all-time Grand Slam champions behind Novak Djokovic and Rafael Nadal.
I actually do think he's the greatest. Roger was the benchmark, was the bar for men's tennis.
What a point!
Joanna Gajrowska, Al Jazeera.